When I was little, my dad led the yearly expedition. There was always snow in our upstate New York woods. We always hiked just far enough in to need a trailside cup of hot chocolate, and we always found the perfect tree. 40 years later, my husband and I and our son Emmett still do.
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree?
Our friends are clearing a south-facing slope and had called to offer balsam trees. It was a gorgeous Christmas tree day. Blue sky overhead and a few inches of snow underfoot. A dense spruce thicket was at our backs, and we faced the range of mountains known as the Adirondack Park's Mackenzie Wilderness. An embarrassment of riches. The view, the light, and hundreds of balsam trees to look over.
What makes a perfect tree, Emmett?
Sort of cone-shaped, but not like hand-trimmed cone-shaped. Like, not branches sticking out like that and this and that.
Kind of like this. Or like that one over there.
Yeah.
Or like the one right behind you.
Yeah.
Everybody has his own ideal. At 10 years old, Emmett wants the perfect shape for his room. I am fixated on a top that has cones, and for a minute we're fooled by a shapely spruce.
Oh, and this one got nice spruce with nice cones. Yeah. But you'll find a bare spot, I bet, where that's
right
going.
Right there, yeah.
But you don't want a spruce, do you?
No, that's too prickly.
And they don't smell as good.
That's right.
As our friend said, spruce are shapely but too prickly, and they just don't smell like balsam.
Mom, the spruce are good over there. Look pretty good, but I'm not sure about one without the other.
Choosing a tree, it's the details that make the difference.
Nah.
No.
No.
Too big.
No. Yeah, it's kind of...
You have to cut the top off to get it in your house.
Yeah. Yeah. But look, it's got the remains of the cones on it. That's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah.
Size counts and the thickness of the branches, especially in the wild where no one ever prunes and the trees compete for room to grow. One little thicket of trees all seem perfect from one view, but too thin on the other side.
This side might be better because of the... southern exposure, you know, there'd be a lot more light right here, and maybe they'd be fuller.
It's got plenty of branches on that side.
You pick your tree, Emma.
In the end, the hardest part is just making up your mind.
I'm having trouble picking my tree.
I see.
On the radio, this is only taking a few minutes. But we needed a couple of cups of hot chocolate before we were finished. Each tree looked better than the last, and we were in no hurry. But finally...
the perfect one?
It's little, but it's very nice.
Mm-hmm. It's even got a few cones on it.
We found it.
All right.
Christmas tree.
Our fresh-cut balsam fir is the perfect tree. Symmetrical with branches that reach out and up, each one thick with glossy green needles. The top is full of cones, each with its cap of fresh snow. The tree smells just like Christmas in the North Woods should, and later, when we bring it in the house, it's as if the North Woods come in with it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Martha Foley in Canton, New York.